nah, this for me more than y'all. Could it be me that's vexing me? That's the title. Could it be me that's vexing me?
Wow.
What Paul said, whatever state I'm in, huh?
Come on.
Yes.
Jesus, whatever state I'm in, help me to be satisfied.
Right.
Vexing myself. Jesus.
Wow.
Could it be me that's vexing me? Ecclesiastes 1:14-16. But we already know about Paul when he said, whatever state I'm in, a condition, Lord God, help me to be satisfied in that state and in that condition. Because God knows.
Yes, he does.
Mm-hmm. Lord have mercy, help us. Wow. Could it be me that's vexing me?
Jesus.
I observed everything going on under the sun, and really, it is all meaningless, like chasing the wind. What is wrong cannot be made right. What is missing cannot be recovered. I said to myself, look, I am wiser than any of the kings who ruled in Jerusalem before me. I have greater wisdom and knowledge than any of them.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
God gave me wisdom. Mm-hmm. He gave me knowledge. Mm-hmm. And I have to ask, Lord, is it me that's bothering me? Because sometimes it's you.
Wow.
That's bothering yourself. Because you want it to change.
Jesus.
And when it ain't changing, fast as you feel like it should change, you start getting vexed and perplexed about it. Like, when it's going to change. But every season comes as season goes.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing stays the same.
Amen.
Come on.
It get winter, spring, summer, fall. And those seasons in our life change just like the carnal seasons.
Mm-hmm.
When we define vexation, what is the meaning of vexation? Everybody in here should know what that mean. I just finished talking about it. Amen. Amen.
Miserably irritating.
Miserably irritating. That's a good one.
Someone getting on my nerves.
On your nerves.
Disturbing.
Miserable. Irritation. Miserably irritating on my nerve person. Amen.
Ooh, somebody get on your nerves so much that you have to ask God for forgiveness that you call their names and something their mom and daddy.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Or say something about their mom and daddy.
Yes.
Like asking the Lord Jesus, is there here to buffet me?
Yes.
Is there a knife in my throat? A thorn in my a thistle in my whistle. Jesus.
Lord,
they got
mercy.
Some people ordained to buffet you.
Yes.
They
yes.
ordained yes. to vex you.
Like, Lord, am I being punished? What's right. going on?
Yes.
Just take me to the cross.
Yes.
Jesus.
Drag me to Mount Calvary.
Yes.
Lord. Jesus. Vexation, the state of being annoyed, frustrated, or worried.
I'm going to say frustrated.
Have you just been upset for no reason?
Mm-hmm.
And not know why?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I come to tell you this morning, that's the spirit of vexation. In the essence, in a phase, it highlights that life, when focused solely on temporary and earthly goals, results in mental and spiritual distress rather than true fulfillment. You can't be truly fulfilled because it's a spiritual vexation in the essence. That means it's just hanging around. Flying around. Misery just flying around. Come on in, misery. Just, can you get a cup of coffee with me, misery?
Jesus.
Who sits down with misery? When we see misery, we run.
Amen.
I don't want to sit with nobody that's miserable. That's complaining and miserable about every aspect of life.
Yes, Jesus.
Like being, because they inner on the inside, they vexed with a spirit of frustration.
Right.
And so they constantly,
Yes.
Jesus.
And you know what? Jesus. Chances are, those type of people, as you try to help them, you can't fix them.
That's right. That's right.
Because you fix one thing, they come up with something else.
Yep. Yep.
You go left, they want you to go right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, help me, Jesus.
Yep.
They're never happy.
Mm-hmm.
It's the truth. It's a spirit of vexation on the inside that they need to be delivered from.
Yes.
You get them some candy, they want some cookies. Just like a baby. You get them a toy, they want a doll. They just say, just everything. They never happy. Ecclesiastes 2:11 tells us that all we do is like the wind. Because soon it blows away. It blows away in their life.
Jesus.
Go to Ecclesiastes 2:11. All we do.
But as I looked at everything I had worked so hard to accomplish, it was all so meaningless. Like chasing the wind. There's nothing really worthwhile anywhere.
Jesus.
I don't care how much we do for them. I don't care how much we do. When that spirit of vexation is on you or on that individual, it's like the wind.
Okay.
It just blows off.
Okay.
You can't please them.
Okay.
I got a solution. Y'all laughing. I got a solution for that pollution. Don't call them. You sit there and be miserable by yourself.
Amen.
Because that's miserable.
Yes, it
when you kind of, you never been in a situation where you trying to talk to somebody or you trying to help them and nothing you say is enough.
Yellow.
Yes. Our parents do it good. That's what I'm talking about. Oh, yellow. No matter, Lord. You are doing everything you can to uplift them and encourage them. And you go outside of your comfort zone.
Right. Come on.
Hey, glory.
Hey, glory.
It's the truth.
Jesus.
And the more you go outside of your comfort zone, wow, the more pressure they put on you to make them happy.
Yep.
I can't make you happy.
Oh.
They got some people like we are.
Jesus.
They ain't happy unless something happening.
That's right.
Right.
Ain't nothing happening. They ain't happy.
Jesus.
God got to soothe your soul.
Right. That's it. Hey, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
That's it.
Amen.
God got to give you that living water.
That's it.
So you won't thirst.
Glory.
I'm not responsible. I'm just a messenger.
That's right.
That God give me to lead you to the water.
That's right.
But I can't have double shot on y'all. Make you drink.
That's glory.
Hallelujah. I can't do it.
Yes, Lord. Ooh, Jesus.
These type of individuals, even if it's yourself, you'll be exhausted when you finish with them. You need a whole day to go to sleep.
Goodness Jesus. Gracious. Okay.
Jesus.
Okay.
Jesus. Jesus.
All right, Lord.
Jesus.
Lord, when I get that break, I just want to just shut the house down. Don't even open the front door. Sleep a whole day. God, yesterday I got fully dressed and took all my clothes back off. And I said, I can't do it. I was exhausted. Suck all your energy. Because you trying to deplete your energy because you're trying to help them be happy.
That's it.
I'm not a circus. We are not at the Barnum and Bailey where we going to walk a tightrope for people.
My God.
This is not a juggling act. It's hard enough trying to do what you need to do for you and yours. And then when you take on that extra responsibility.
My God.
Be happy. Well, what I can offer you, because I'm doing only what God gave me enough energy to do.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
Ooh, Jesus.
The Bible says only what we do for God gonna last anyway.
Amen.
Anyway.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen. Amen.
So why are we even trying to do all that? Because what we gonna do for God is the only thing gonna last. Because what he's trying to tell us is that what we do for them ain't gonna last. That's why they never happy for what you do.
Jesus.
Wow.
It don't last.
Okay.
Jesus.
Okay.
Jesus.
Wow.
Jesus. Colossians 3:23. Like.
Jesus.
You got the whole meal here.
Come on.
I done put chicken on your plate, candy yams, greens, mashed potatoes, everything you want. And you looking over the plate talking about you want a piece of fish. Okay. Well, you should go out onto the lake. I'll give you a pole. Go catch you. Jesus.
Jesus.
Colossians 3:23.
Work willingly at whatever you do as though you were working for the Lord rather than for people.
Amen. So whatever you do it for God. Because you deplete your energy doing it for people. Because then you can't do enough.
Wow.
You ever seen somebody, the more you do, the more they need?
Yes.
Like you is just an empty bucket.
Yes.
That with a hole.
Yep.
You don't never get full.
Yep.
Wow. Mercy.
It's like the Bible says, don't cast your pearls before the swine.
Yes.
We pearls, y'all.
Come on.
Each and every one of us in here are pearls.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
We delicate pearls, and God has placed expensive pearls in you.
Jesus.
And they don't respect that. They acting like pigs. They glutton it up, but it's never enough you do for them.
Right.
Wow. Jesus.
The Bible says only what we do for God gonna last. As I begin to read these passages, I looked at the scriptures, and all of the scriptures contained a very important message. It expressed movement, work, keeping yourself busy while working and keeping ourselves busy so we won't feel that way in ourselves. I'm talking about us now. Keeping yourself busy doing for you. Sometimes we get so overwhelmed in doing for other people what we need to be doing for ourselves, we haven't even started.
Wow.
She asked me, when you go back to the doctor? I don't know. Because you got 10 appointments. So I don't know how many hours. I don't even know when I go back. I lost it. I don't even know when I gotta go.
Ooh. Lord have mercy.
2 and 3 in 1 day and all that. I don't even know when to. I'm confused. I'm going to my doctor and it's her day. She said, why are we going? Why are we going over there? And then I looked at it.
Oh, Lord.
It was her day to go on the other side. I'm just confused. Jesus Christ. And she gonna sit there and look at me and say, when you go to yours, I don't know. I don't know where I'm at right now. I don't even know where I'm at. I'm just trying. Jesus. Pull up at the doctor, she gotta go to the DD. You know, I don't know where I'm at. Because you're trying to do so much for other people. You done, you can't even think clear.
Oh, Jesus. Lord have mercy.
I need to get busy about what God told me to do. Every time I start focusing.
Come on.
And getting these distractions away from me.
Jesus.
Here it come. It must be good that God got something for me like
come
this.
Come on. Come on.
Yes.
Or the enemy wouldn't keep stopping me.
Jesus. Lord have mercy.
Am I making sense?
Yes, ma'am.
Lord, y'all.
That's why he keeps stopping me. Because he's trying to keep my destiny tied.
Jesus.
My purpose unfulfilled.
Uh-oh. Jesus. My God.
He don't want me to have my portion.
Jesus. Mm-mm-mm. Okay.
And he used family that's familiar.
Yes.
To put barricades in front of you.
Come on.
Whoever you consider family. Then I told her, I said, well, I got something else to do for another family member. Why? Because they never asked me.
Wow. Wow. Jesus.
What you gotta do? Why they going? What they going to do? I almost said, look, Jesse. I'm not for this. I'm gonna go help him, and you going home while I go help him. Cause it's my turn to help somebody else.
Come on. Yep. Jesus.
This person don't never ask for no help.
My God.
She ain't my
buddy. Well, how long they gonna be? How far you gotta go bring them? What y'all gonna do again? None of you. That's how I have to answer. Just start laughing.
Oh,
Jesus. 1 Corinthians 15 and 58. Stop. Cut it out. Mm-hmm. Oh, y'all have no idea what I be dealing with. It's like you put on your boxing glove and strap up. Soon as you get up.
Mm-hmm.
What is your issue?
That part.
Sorry.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
So, my dear brothers and sisters, be strong and immovable. Always work enthusiastically for the Lord, for you know that nothing you do for the Lord is ever useless.
Amen.
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 Be strong and immovable. When you sit yourself to do something for you, do it.
Amen.
You can be in a, you know, you ever been in the middle of prayer, warring. The phone ring. You look at it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord. You know that one that took your left. I'm looking at it. If she don't stop calling me 10 times, my mother. I said, what in the world? And then you know what? I said, hello. I forgot what I wanted to say.
Lord have mercy.
You better stay focused on your business. Oh, God wants us to do what we do from our hearts. Mm-hmm. And don't be bitter about it. That's my prayer. Lord, help me to do what I do from my heart for and not be bitter. Mm-hmm. Colossians 3:23-24. You ever met somebody, they're doing stuff for you, but they really don't want to do it?
Yes.
And you really want, you doing it from your heart, but they make you don't want to do it from your heart.
Yes.
Right.
Because how they act?
Every day in the shelter.
Never enough. And you got more than one attitude to deal with.
Wow.
A bunch of spirits and Jesus, attitudes Jesus. That never happy.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
I don't care. Really? Just never grateful. Mm-hmm. Lord, I don't want to be like that. I pray. That's my prayer. Lord, when I get older, I don't want to be that way. Jesus. Colossians 3:23-24.
Work willingly at whatever you do, as though you were working for the Lord rather than for people. Remember that the Lord will give you an inheritance as your reward and that the master you are serving is Christ.
Amen. 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 God keep telling us, do it from him.
Yes.
For him.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So when we set out to do it for him.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Say, Lord, I'm doing this for you. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Stop looking at the person. Mm-hmm. Okay. Because if you look at the person, you're just going to walk out. Mm-hmm. Yes. You're going to leave them somewhere. I used to tell Sister Ball, I'm going to just sit out there with a sign. Pick her up. Anybody who want to drive by, pick her. Get up. She used to say she was going to put Cam with her. Let her go. Take both of them. Jesus. Free. Just pick up, Lord.
Wow.
The other day I went to one of her doctor's appointments, and it was kicks. I tried to park closer where she won't have to get out and walk so far, right? So then I always park my side closer to the, so she have enough room to open the door and get out, right?
Lord have mercy.
I wind up parking so close, I couldn't get out. Go to the sidewalk. Go stand over there on the sidewalk. I had to move the car and go find another spot so I could get out. So then I go, she's standing in the parking lot like this. I'm like, I'm right here. It'd be a whole show.
That's what I'm thinking. Oh, mercy.
I ain't know where you went. I know where I wish I would have went. Off this parking lot.
Help me.
And she doing this. Trying to make sure I don't leave. Start walking. I'm like, I ain't know where you went. That was the part. I should have been behind you. Scared the bejesus out. Oh,
Lord Jesus.
Lord, I tell you. Wow.
Ooh.
Jesus,
the Bible tells us that really, it really don't make sense to be vexed about it. Mm-hmm. Because they are only temporary.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
That job you own, it's temporary.
Amen. Praise God. Amen.
It ain't no long-lasting job where you working to get out of there. Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Amen.
To get the hours you need, the time you need,
Amen. Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
I know this can't last forever, Pastor Sean.
Come on. Come on. Come
on. He got to come to you. Jesus. He got to be temporary.
I'm trying to tell you.
Oh, Lord Jesus. 2 Corinthians 4:18. All things come to an end. And I'll be waiting. Jesus Christ, help me.
I have mercy.
2 Corinthians 4:18.
So we don't look at the troubles we can see now. Rather, we fix our gaze on things that cannot be seen. For the things we see now will soon be gone, but the things we cannot see will last forever.
The things we can't see gonna last forever. Thank you. It's only temporary.
This is confirmation. This was my last night's devotion.
Amen. 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 Ooh, it's God's Lord. It don't last.
Hey, praise God.
Yes.
Oh, have mercy. Oh, thank God.
Ooh, trouble don't last always. Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Instead of being vexed about what you're trying to make last, make the most out of your time. Mm.
Mm. Yes.
Think about what can you do while you're dealing with them.
Right.
Because my little temporary situation, she won't let you do nothing else when you're with her. Because it's self-absorbed. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. She got to go right back on her. It don't matter. Just, you can't do nothing. She won't raisin bread. That's all you can get. You can't get you in the bunny. What you get that for? Because I want it. I want Coke, so I won't want it. You can't do none of that stuff for yourself. You got to do her. So that's 4 or 5 days of her. So where you fit in? You lucky you get a happy meal. Now let me tell you about this, right? She wanted to go to her favorite place because you know Subway have Meatball Monday. That's her favorite. She like Meatball Monday.
That's cute.
So I bring her to Meatball Monday if I go get on the Monday.
Right, right, right.
She don't forget. Cause she'll say, "Is it Monday?" I said, "Yeah." She said, "Well, you know it's Meatball Monday." I said, "Yeah, I'm going to go bring and get your meatball." So when I was in there this week, I had a little situation. I don't, when somebody acting ugly, when they fixing my food, I don't eat it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because I don't want the spirits from that food come in my body.
Yeah. Right,
you acting ugly right. When I ask you to fix something for me, I ain't eating that.
Right.
Right.
Now, if my mama want her, she can have it. I told her, put your bread back in the oven. I don't want it. So he wound up putting it back.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I said, well, I didn't eat all day. I started getting a headache. Mm-hmm. So I said, well, I got a coupon for Burger King.
Right.
When I get across the bridge,
right,
I just stop because you know she wasn't going home, Lord. She had a headache. I said, so when I get across the bridge, I'm going to just stop at the Burger King and get me the little $3 thing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We pulls up to the restaurant. She said, what's this place?
Oh,
I said something to eat. What you getting need something to eat for? Oh, did you eat? Oh, yeah, I did. How you forgot I ain't eat nothing when I was sitting there with you? Self is over. All about her.
Oh, wow.
So God said, instead of being vexed about what they try, what don't last, find something that lasts and spend time with something that lasts. So when I'm out and about and she's somewhere, I'm so right. Doing my message. If I'm out and about with her at the park and I'm letting her take her little walk or whatever she's doing, I get my little tablet. And I just write, God said this, God said that. And start looking for my script. I find stuff to do for God. Why I'm with her so it won't vex me so bad.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Oh, I keep my hands busy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Colossians 4:5.
Live wisely among those who are not believers and make the most out of every opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Live wisely among those who are not believers. Because we want them to believe, but they ain't there yet.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Come on. They don't believe like we believe. Ooh,
right.
Jesus.
So they don't believe like you believe.
Right.
Yeah. That's why they say you different. Because they don't. They don't really understand how you really believe God that much.
Right, right, right.
For everything.
Yes.
They just ain't there. So we got to treat them like they not there. We got to make the best out of time.
Amen.
Yes.
Can all you get all you can. Yes. Instead of being vexed about what we don't have or has too much of, ask God to teach us to number our days.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, let these days come to an end. I'm counting these days one by one.
Yes.
Lord, when is going to end?
Oh, Jesus.
Help me to number these days, Lord. Psalms 90 and 12. Lord, I. Why you at that job, cross off the days.
Glory
to graduate you when you get out of there.
Yes, Jesus.
Number your days.
Because
you internalize the vexation of the situation. Jesus.
Okay.
And it caused you to feel vexed and perplexed. Because you internalize, like, Lord, I'm so sick of this. Psalms 90 and 12.
Teach us to realize the brevity of life so that we may grow in wisdom.
Amen. Take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
I ain't going to be driving across this bridge always.
Amen.
One of these days, she's going to wake up and be grateful.
Wow.
Amen.
Okay.
Let your time be approved and well with God so that you can sleep and your rest with Christ. Let God approve your time. Wow. So while you out there dealing with all that chaos, misery, misunderstanding, frustration, and self-absorbency, Jesus, let God approve and rest you. Get your rest.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Take your walks and talk to God. Mm-hmm. Refresh yourself.
Amen.
They sitting there eating chicken, walk off. And pray nothing don't happen to them. Acts 13 and 36. My God. They got some people that just, ooh, they burn your candle at both ends.
Yes.
Jesus. Acts 13 and 36 says what?
This is not a reference to David, for after David had done the will of God in his own generation, he died and was buried with his ancestors, and his body decayed.
He died and was buried. You know what that means? After all that, he just went to glory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You ain't sending me to glory like that.
I know that.
He just decayed me in glory. I'm out.
Wow.
Nope.
Jesus.
You're not going to work me to glory.
That poor.
You're not going to decay me to glory. If I'm a rest, I'm going to be approved by God.
Come on.
Amen.
Come on.
And I'm going to rest well with Christ.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to be like this. Y'all going to say, sore mouth. Because she happy.
Amen.
I told my sister, just leave it like this. I already told her. Don't have me looking like a piece of cardboard. All stiff. I'm gonna be like this. They're gonna still think I'm here.
Oh Lord Jesus.
Going in her father's house.
Amen. Wow.
Jesus. Take the time to remember the good things of life.
Right.
When you're in that situation with that person, think about something good that happened to you. Think about how, and you just start smiling. When you think about something somebody said nice to you or something you done nice for yourself, so, oh, I remember such and such. That's what got me out of my funk this week. I start thinking about Pastor, how he danced when he used to be dancing. Going like this. I like this. I was thinking about it, and I just bust out. You know, I was like, that man was crazy. You know, just thinking about right, some of the right, fun, right, the right, things right, he right. said.
Yeah.
I just was cracking up, and it took me out that funk.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I thought, start thinking about the good times,
mm-hmm.
the good things. You know, mm-hmm. you gotta think yourself happy.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yes, he did. Even in jail, when him and Silas was down there, they sung a song.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah
to the jail, till it just broke loose.
Yes.
The gates opened and it was out.
Jesus.
Find a song to sing. Oh, y'all be telling me it don't take all that. Yes, it do. You tell me that, I'm going to do it worse. I know what it take. It don't take you that because you done harass me.
Right.
My advice to you today is to get through the moments of life. Enjoy the wind that blows right now. What can be done will be done. What can't be done now will be done when God says it's done.
Mm-hmm.
When God says over, it's over.
Yes.
Right, it ain't over till God says over.
Amen. All right.
Amen. You only have one life to live. Because all things going to pass away.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Only what's done for Christ will last.
Amen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Amen. Be blessed.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.